Hello, everybody. This is Brief Moments with Pastor Bobby Westcliff from Warrior Center in the city of Bellflower, California. And I'm coming to you straight out of my living room right here in my cozy little home. And today, I want to give you a scripture, John 13:34. And Jesus said this was a new command that he gives us. They've had lots of laws, the Old Testament laws, and many laws, and different rules that the Jewish religion came up with that weren't necessarily from back then. But they had a lot of rules, a lot of laws, and Jesus wanted his followers to understand that there was one that he really needed them to understand. And this one is very special to me. He said this in John 13:34, "A new commandment that I give you, that you love one another." And wow, that's like so amazing, so simple to understand. I mean, who has not heard that we are to love one another? You and I, brothers and sisters in Christ, are supposed to love like the world loves. The world loves like, what can you do for me? If I do this for you, you owe me a favor. But the way Jesus teaches us to love, he wants us to love sacrificially, to give out of our own heart. To give because we really care, because we're really concerned. I want another person's need to be met. That we have compassion, that we don't want them to go without. This is all part of loving one another. It's important that we do what Jesus said, because he said, not just like the world loves, but he said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another." You and I are supposed to learn how Jesus loved. The way we do that is by going to church, hearing the preacher explain it, and reading the Bible yourself so you can see for yourself, read it for yourself, the way Jesus loved, sacrificially. This week, Friday, the celebrating the death of Christ, or remembering, I should say, not celebrating, but remembering. But on Sunday, we're celebrating his resurrection. People call it Easter. Resurrection Sunday, whatever the case may be, whatever you label it, the fact is Jesus came from heaven, was born of a virgin, just as the scripture promised, prophesied. He lived on this earth, taught us many ways, like loving one another the way that he loves us, so that we can love other people, man, just the way he loves us. I love that. This is something we need to do. It's not a choice. If you're a born-again child of God, you're commanded by Christ to love one another. Let's put that into practice, folks. When you're being cut off at the market, the shopping center, the gas station, whatever news you're getting, however it makes you feel bad or wrong, you need to forgive right away and love them anyway. They don't know Christ in most cases. If they do know Christ, pray for them. That they love like you love, the way Jesus loves you. And here's the reason why he wants us to love one another, folks. It's a good example to others. It's the greatest witness you could ever have. And verse 35, it says, "By this, by loving one another the way he loved us, by that, by doing that, demonstrating that, everyone will know that we are his disciples. We're students. We're followers. We're sons. We're his daughters." And this world doesn't know love the way Christ loves us. So it's up to you and I to be responsible and accountable to start loving one another the right way. However that looks for you. It might look a little different in some places, but it's coming from your heart, from the love of God to help other people. It's not self-serving. It's not, "I'm going to do this for you, so you do that for me." It's never like that. It's you love and you give and you sacrifice for other people. Especially so they can know your God, Jesus. Amen. So this world will know our disciples if we love one another. You and I need to take that to heart. Think about that a little bit more. Pay attention to your actions, your thoughts, your words, your conduct. Pay attention to what you're taking in too. I'm gonna add that. There's a lot of Christians that cuss nowadays. I mean, they post cuss words, they post stuff. And even if you don't think it's a cuss word, it's not a nice word. How about we don't just single out cuss stuff, but how about the not nice stuff you put, or you say, the way you demonstrate. Is that demonstrating the love of Jesus? Displaying that you're his disciple, you're his follower? I believe, church, we can do better. Come on, somebody. Agree with me. We can do better. So I encourage you to live right so you can die right. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's love one another, folks. Let's demonstrate the love of God in us to other people. And this time I want to pray. I want to pray for some requests that have come in and for some things on my heart. Amen. So if you don't know, that's the scripture there on your screen. John 13, 34 and John 13, 35. Amen. Remember that. So let's go ahead and go to prayer. I want to pray for the Pray Chapel Almonte Fellowship of Churches. And that would be Pray Chapel Almonte, Pray Chapel Chino Valley, Pray Chapel El Paso, Pray Chapel Mira Loma, Pray Chapel Pomona, Upland Christian Fellowship, Fellowship of the Light in East LA, and of course, Warrior Center, my very own church. And so I lift them all up to you, Lord, all of the pastors, all the pastors' wives, all the leaders, all the members, Lord God, that your hand of protection would be upon them every day, Lord God. That God, in Jesus' name, you would meet their needs according to your riches and glory, that they would not falter, they would not get weak, they would not be dismayed, but they will remain strong in you, Lord God. Strong. Strong witnesses. Strong in the way they love other people, Lord God. Have them be the best witness they can possibly be to their families and to those around them, Lord God. I pray for Praise Chapel Global, which is our covering church worldwide, PC Global. I pray that God will meet every need within our fellowship, especially our missionaries overseas, that they will not lack, that they will not go without, that all their needs be met, that they would be safe and continue to be witness where they're at, Father. Pray for Sister Tina Cardenas. She's having back spasms. We pray for her healing, Lord God. You touch every muscle, touch every tendon, Lord God. I cause healing to her back in Jesus' name, Father God, that she would wake up tomorrow fresh and renewed, Lord God. Do a miracle, Lord God. Show her your love. Show her, demonstrate your power in her life, Lord God. I pray that she would live right. You would bless her according to her faith. I pray for Richard and Rachel Matas, two people that contracted coronavirus 19. We pray for their healing, Lord God. They go to a church in East LA. They pastor that church. We pray for their healing, that you would do a miracle in their life. And because of that miracle, many would come to Christ, Father. Many backsliders will come back home in Jesus' name, Father. We lift them up to you, Lord God. I pray you would help the doctors find this cure. We pray for Manuel Aguilar's family, all the members of his family that need salvation, his children, nephews, nieces, all of them, Lord God. Brothers and sisters, save them in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray for all our frontline warrior members, Pastor Glenn in Oregon, all our clan in Las Vegas, and all over the Los Angeles area. I pray, Father God, you would touch every frontline warrior member, Lord God. You will bless them abundantly. All of the children, too, Lord God, our frontline warrior members. Help them grow in knowledge because of schools being out. Help them grow at home. Give their parents wisdom in teaching them. Give them educational lead, Lord God, on TV or YouTube or wherever they can get it. And they would not falter. They would not fall behind in their study, Lord God. I pray that all the frontline warrior members will be blessed abundantly, so much that they're able to bless other people. In Jesus' name, Lord. We pray for our nation's farmers, ranchers, fishermen, all the people that provide the food that we have to go get at the market. Help them, Lord God, because they're still out there. They're bending over, they're picking, they're pulling, they're planting, they're watering, they're cutting. They're doing the work so that you and I can eat by simply going buying it at the market. Help them, Lord God. Be with them, Father God. Give them strength in their life. Give them healing if they need healing. Father, we pray for our nation's armed forces and Border Patrol agents. Keep them safe wherever they're at, wherever they're working. Be with them, Father God. Give them wisdom as they do their job. Pray for their safety, protection, and wisdom, Lord God. Meet their needs. Meet their family's needs. Give their wives or whoever's spouse is at home, give them comfort that their loved one's going to be okay and protected, Lord. Rosemary would love to lift up her son, Nick. He lives out in Upland. that he would come home. That as a prodigal son, he would come home to Jesus. In fact, we pray for all of our families who have backsliders in them, that they would all come home. That, Lord God, they would be sick and tired of this world and come back to Christ. In Jesus' name, Lord. Pray, Lord God, for Courtney. Courtney has to keep her family in prayer. We pray for Courtney's family right now, God. You know the need without us even knowing it. And you would touch her, Father God, right where she's at. In the name of your son, Jesus, Lord. I pray for all the Warrior Center members that are staying quarantined in their home, Lord God, staying safe. I pray that they would have an attitude that they're staying safe, not locked up. You're staying safe, not locked up. I know we're not used to this. I know we're not. Nobody is. We're Americans. We're used to being free and going wherever we want. But for a little while longer, let's stay safe. Let's stay healthy. Keep our loved ones healthy. I pray for creativity in their minds to keep busy, fun times, memorable times at home. Give them wisdom. Give them creativity with the children. Help the little ones have understanding of what's going on. Give the parents wisdom in explaining to the young ones what's going on. In Jesus' name, Lord, let there be peace reigning in our homes. In Jesus' name we pray. And we pray and we agree in these things. Amen. So listen, folks, please, please, please help me to be a servant. Help me to stay in touch with the rest of the world because I'm at home alone too with my wife, my child. And I want to stay connected. I want to stay effective in the kingdom of God. Put your prayer request in there. Write it in there. Send it to me on Facebook. And whenever I pop in like this for brief moments, I'll say a prayer and I'll give an encouraging word. God bless you all. Have a blessed evening. Love one another. In Jesus' name, amen.